Unit 7 Test, Part B, Audio 1. 1. Miriam.
Something that really bothers me is the amount of gossip in my office. It's unbelievable, some of the things my colleagues talk about. Not so long ago, there was a rumour going around the office that I was getting married. It was complete rubbish, of course, because I'm not even going out with anyone. Someone must have misheard a conversation about my friend's wedding and come up with this bit of fake news. I wish I'd reported them to my boss because it's completely unprofessional. In the end, I didn't say anything though, so they'll probably just carry on spreading their rumours.
2. Reuben.
I can't be the only person to get annoyed about people using their phones too much. It's become a real problem in the last few years, but it didn't bother me until recently. A few weeks ago, I went out for dinner with my partner, and from the moment we sat down, she didn't put her phone down. I thought she must have had a problem at work or something, but I realised she was just chatting to her friends on some social media app. In the end, I lost my temper and left the restaurant. I guess I shouldn't have done that, but I was fed up with being ignored.
3. June.
I was brought up to be polite and thoughtful, so it annoys me when other people aren't like that. The other day, for example, I was taking the bus home from work, and it was pretty crowded. All of the seats were taken except one, where a woman had piled up her shopping bags. I didn't want to sit there myself, but I'd noticed an elderly man who was standing up. The woman had clearly seen him, but she didn't move her bags. I accused the woman of being selfish, which caused a big scene on the bus. To be honest, I wish I hadn't got angry like that because it was a bit embarrassing, really.
4. Andrew.
On the whole, I'm pretty relaxed and not many things annoy me. However, I do get frustrated if I arrange to meet someone and they don't arrive on time. In fact, this happened to me the other day. I was going to watch the football with a mate, and we'd agreed to meet at the stadium before the match. Because I had both of our tickets, I had to wait for him to get there, but he still hadn't arrived when the match kicked off. He eventually turned up about 15 minutes later. He said something about the bus being late, but there was no apology. If only I'd gone in without him, that would have taught him a lesson.
5. Chelsea.
One thing that really annoys me is when you get treated badly in a restaurant. The other night, I took a friend out for dinner to celebrate their promotion at work. I'd never been to the restaurant before, but I chose it because it was recommended on a few websites. I have to say that the food wasn't a disappointment. However, it felt like the waiters didn't want us to be there. From the moment they served our dinner, they kept asking if we'd finished. In the end, they just took our plates, even though we were still eating. I should have complained to the manager, really, but I just wrote a really bad web review when I got home.